school's police chief fired. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Crowd of angry parents Thursday evening at the school board meeting in Uvalde, Texas, where the board voted unanimously to fire Pete Arredondo, the chief of the district's police force, 3 months to the day after the deadly school shooting there.
Arredondo, who has been on unpaid leave since June, claims he did not know he was the incident commander on the day of the May tragedy, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. State officials and an investigative report fault him for failing to take charge of the scene and not breaching the classroom where the gunman was sooner.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, his attorney, releasing a letter calling Arredondo a leader and a courageous officer who made level-headed decisions. President Biden announcing he will forgive up to $10,000 in student loan debt for people making less than $125,000 a year.
My administration is going to do to provide more breathing room for people so they have less burdened by student debt. And quite frankly, to fix the system itself.
But South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says this is an attempt to win support for Democrats at the ballot box.
The Democrats dropped $300 billion in hopes, again, that it has some positive political benefit. But good. In the long run, this hurts. This hurts the economy.
The price tag for the plan estimated at $300 billion. Federal judge in Idaho has barred enforcement of the state's strict abortion ban in medical emergencies over concerns that would violate a federal law on emergency care. The balance of the state's new abortion law will go into effect on Thursday. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt has rejected a parole board recommendation to commute the sentence of a death row inmate, John Coddington, scheduled to be executed in the morning for beating a man to death over $50. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow gained 59 points, NASDAQ up 50, the S&P 500 closing 12 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A federal appeals court ruling is being cheered by the LGBTQ community.
A Fourth Circuit appeals court panel set precedent finding that gender dysphoria is covered under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Gender dysphoria refers to the often severe uneasiness in a transgender person's struggle between acknowledgement of their sex at birth and the sex they now identify as. It's a struggle that can lead to depression or anxiety, as some groups legally challenge access to medical aid for gender transition. LGBTQ advocates look on this as a decision that hurts efforts to limit that medical availability. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A federal appeals court in Mississippi has rejected a lawsuit seeking to reinstate the voting rights of people convicted of certain felonies, claiming the law is racially biased. New York State's Court of Appeals has agreed to hear former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's appeal of his rape conviction. He was convicted 2.5 years ago of forcing himself on an aspiring actress. Allegations of sexual misconduct involving a former cast member of Saturday Night Live.
A woman suing a Saturday Night Live member for sexual assault wants to add Jimmy Fallon, Lorne Michaels, and Tracy Morgan as defendants, claiming they enabled Horatio Sanz's misconduct. The woman going by Jane Doe alleges that Sanz kissed her, groped her, and attempted to digitally penetrate her at a party in May of 2002 when she was 17 years old. Doe filed the suit last year under a New York state law that opened a 2-year look-back window. According to the complaint, Doe and her friends regularly attended SNL after parties, and that Fallon and Sanz would drink with her at these parties. The suit alleges that Morgan rented out a space for an after-after party in May 2002, where Sanz allegedly groped her against her will. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.